Thanks for coming along to enjoy another day together here on God Is. We have a big question that we're keeping right in front of us these days. And the question is, what does Jesus teach us about God? After all, Jesus is God in human form. The Bible teaches that Jesus is truly God and truly man all at the same time. He is the God-man, and he came to teach us in word and in deed by what Jesus said and by what Jesus did who God is. And for the last several weeks, we have learned many truths about God from Luke chapter 2, verses 39 to 52. That text revealed Jesus for the first time since his birth, such that the first 12 years of his life were silent years. The Bible does not tell us what Jesus said during those years. And then, as we saw at age 12 in the temple in Jerusalem, Jesus spoke two sentences. Then he goes silent again. Well, this brings us today to the book of Matthew, and the very next time we meet Jesus in the Word of God. He suddenly appears again in Matthew chapter 3 at verse 13. Let me read that verse to you. This is the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 3 and verse 13. Then Jesus arrived from Galilee at the Jordan, coming to John to be baptized by him. Here is Jesus. Please get this. Jesus is born, and he grows, and then in Luke 2, we meet him when he is 12 and hear him briefly. Then he disappears from the page of Scripture, again, going back to Nazareth to continue to grow up in the home of Joseph and Mary, and reemerges from his obscure and quiet routine life here at the Jordan River. But we cannot yet jump in with Jesus until we first understand this verse in its context and meet somebody else. Actually, I just read his name. The man is John. He's John the Baptist. What I'm now going to do, and you can follow along there if you have your Bible open, is read Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 through 2. So go backwards in Matthew 3 to verse 1. Got it? Good. This is Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 through 2. Now in those days, John the Baptist came, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." We have here John the Baptist, and he is situated in the wilderness of Judea, which is in southwestern Israel, and he's preaching. And I'll say much more about his message soon, but for now, if you can, circle in your Bible the phrase, "Now in those days John the Baptist came." That's how verse 1 begins. "Now in those days John the Baptist came." And if you are not able to highlight anything right now because you've got those hands on the wheel or otherwise engaged, then make a mental note of this for later. Highlight, "Now in those days John the Baptist came." You might even make a little song out of it, a tune, so you can remember. And then go back down to verse 13 and highlight, "Then Jesus arrived." That is in Matthew 3, verse 13. "Then Jesus arrived." So now or later, you will have two very similar phrases identified in your Bible. "Now in those days John the Baptist came." And then Jesus arrived. And the reason I invite you to note this is because, yes, they are very similar, but also they tell us something very valuable about who God is, believe it or not. And this is it. God takes his time with us. I'll repeat this, and then let's talk about it. God takes his time with us. I cannot speak for you. I do not yet know you. But I can speak for myself, and I can speak for the majority of believers, and even unbelievers in Jesus that I've met through the years. God moves very slowly. Slowly. We're constantly wanting God to speed it up, to minister in our lives more quickly, to answer our prayers in a far more timely manner than he usually does, to fix a problem or problems in our life now, and to give our lives a purpose, to grant us a fruitful ministry like yesterday. But we quickly find out that God does not operate on our timeline. He has his own timing, and sometimes his timing drives us crazy. I'm just being honest. And am I wrong about this? Are you with me on this? Have you experienced this frustration or disappointment or anxiety or even anger with God's timing in your life? Let's see what I mean from just these two phrases in Matthew chapter 3. So stick with me now as I bring you along with me to do a little work in the biblical text. Let's start with John the Baptist as he appears now in Matthew's gospel. The phrase, in those days, is popular in the scriptures and describes a period of time. It's used to summarize a stretch of time. For example, in the Old Testament book of Exodus chapter 2 and verse 11, we get a summary of time that passed in the life of Moses. This is Exodus 2 verse 11. Now it came about in those days when Moses had grown up. Did you hear it? In those days. If you read Exodus 2, you'll read God describe for us the birth of Moses, and then suddenly at verse 11, Moses is grown up. Likewise, we read in the Bible about John the Baptist's parents. His father was Zacharias and his mother was Elizabeth, and John was given to them by God in a miraculous way because Elizabeth was older and barren. And Elizabeth was a cousin to Mary, the mother of Jesus. You may remember from reading in the Gospel of Luke that Elizabeth conceived 6 months before Mary, and when the two women met, the baby John in Elizabeth's womb leaped. Even in the womb, the baby John gave supernatural acknowledgement to the baby Jesus. And what this reveals to us are two truths. One, John the Baptist was 6 months older than Jesus. And two, John the Baptist and Jesus were related. Well, fast forward now to Matthew 3 and verse 1. In those days, John the Baptist came. If John the Baptist is 6 months older than Jesus, then he is around the same age as the Lord. And so this puts him at approximately age 30. So 30 years have passed since Elizabeth gave birth to this remarkable baby who grew into a great man. Jesus himself will call John the Baptist a great man. In fact, Jesus himself will say of John the Baptist this exactly, "Truly I say to you, among those born of women there has not arisen anyone greater than John the Baptist." That's Jesus in Matthew 11, 11. Matthew 11, verse 11. So John the Baptist was indeed great, and here he is emerging on the page of Scripture at around the age of 30. Well, God sure took his own sweet time with this man John, didn't he? For 30 years, God prepared John the Baptist for John's ministry. 3 decades. And you know who else God prepared for 30 years before his public ministry? Yes, Jesus Christ. Because Jesus was also around the age of 30 when he emerged from obscurity to join John the Baptist at the Jordan River. How do I know this? Listen to Luke in his gospel. This is Luke chapter 3 and verse 23. When he began his ministry, Jesus himself was about 30 years of age. Oh, you really need to capture this and keep it stored away in your mind. This verse is crucial to understanding an accurate timeline of Jesus' life. Luke 3, verse 23 says, "When he began his ministry, Jesus himself was about 30 years of age." I find this astonishing. God the Father takes his time with Jesus. God the Father takes his time with Jesus, his son, preparing him in his humanness, in his humanity, for his public ministry. Let me tell you something. Hey, let me tell myself something. If we are struggling with God taking a long time to develop us, to minister, to work, to do something in and with our lives, then we need to take encouragement from what these two phrases in Matthew chapter 3 reveal about John the Baptist, who was a great man. And Jesus Christ, who was the perfect man. God's timing is not our timing, but his timing is perfect timing. God's timing is not our timing, but his timing, well, it's perfect timing. God will do something in your life and with your life, but first he needs to prepare you. And this can take, by our standards, an awfully long time. God moves slowly. Bible commentator and theological educator at Princeton, J. Addison Alexander, some years ago, put it this way, quote, "The protracted period of private discipline and preparation in the life of both Christ and his forerunner, John the Baptist, is in striking contrast with our own impatience, even under the most hurried, superficial processes of education. End quote. That is so well said. What does Jesus teach us about God? What does John the Baptist teach us about God? God takes his time with us. And what could it be that God is preparing you for? Are you impatient, not patient with his timing? You figured you'd hustled through your formal education in 3 years of middle school, 4 years of high school, and then four of college. And so what could be taking God so long in the school of life? Well, I hope that today you will take courage in this. God's timing is not our timing, but his timing is perfect timing. And I invite you, even as I remind myself from his word, to trust God. Believe me, this is a message first and foremost to me, and then from me out to you. When you come back tomorrow, Lord willing, I will be here, and I want to tell you something else about John the Baptist and Jesus. I'm going to pick up here and deal with two very similar words in these same phrases. The words came and arrived. And we'll see what's so important about those two little terms. You won't want to miss it as we get going in Matthew chapter 3 with our Lord, our master teacher, Jesus Christ. As we end, I'd like to remind you that I have a free gift here with your name on it if you'll write to me by tomorrow night. Get your letter postmarked and get your email sent to my addresses, which will soon be given. And when you write, tell me your name, how you listen, name the radio station or the God Is podcast, tell me why you listen, and ask any questions you have or make some comments. May is the month for mail here on God Is, but May will very soon be a distant memory. So please write to me today. I thank you in advance for doing so. I've received some wonderful letters and emails already, and I'm grateful for each of them. Jesus has so much to teach all of us about God. I wish we had more time together, but we're out of it for today. But I hope that, like me, you'll look forward to finishing off the week with one another tomorrow, right back here on God Is.